the Gilbert Gottfried funeral was yesterday, wasn't it, Dean?
Yeah, it took place yesterday, and comedian Jeff Ross wrote a little something on social media about it, you know, saying it was a who's who of comedy there to pay tribute to Gilbert. But also Bob Saget's three daughters were among the mourners, Aubrey, Jennifer, and Laura, all in attendance. Bob Saget and Gilbert Gottfried were really close personal friends. That picture that's been making the rounds on social media that Gilbert himself posted when Bob and also Louis Anderson passed away, the three of them together, now especially poignant. But it was Jeff Ross, comedian Jeff Ross, who gave a very emotional eulogy at the service. Gilbert Gottfried dying of a form of muscular dystrophy this past Tuesday at age 67.
He definitely was a favorite of fellow comedians, wasn't he?
Definitely.
Let's talk about Johnny Depp and what happened yesterday at the defamation trial.
Yeah, this defamation trial is going on right now. It's Johnny Depp who is making the allegation that his wife at the time, Amber Heard, wrote an op-ed piece accusing him of domestic violence, and Depp says that it's hurt his career, so he is suing as a result of that. Among the people who gave depositions yesterday, Amber Heard's former personal assistant, who accused her of creating an abusive work environment, said that she never witnessed Johnny Depp doing anything along the lines of domestic violence at all. She said that it was Heard who often created a lot of attention, screaming, causing an uproar, I guess you might say, in the household. So the trial's going to continue. We're still expecting Elon Musk, among others, when he's not busy buying Twitter. He's busy giving deposition at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. He's supposed to give a deposition. I don't know on whose behalf. I guess I'm assuming Johnny Depp, but I don't really know. But this is going to be one of those celebrity trials that we're keeping an eye on.
It's going to be cold this weekend, but you can stay warm and just watch Family Ties all weekend, can't you?
Yeah, Antenna TV's doing one of their Sunday specials, and they're going to be running a big marathon that will start at 8 a.m. on Sunday and run until 8 p.m. The Sunday special features a lot of the great episodes that we've come to love through the years. I learned some very interesting things here. I was just looking up some trivia. Apparently, there were talks about Ronald Reagan making a cameo appearance
really
on Family Ties. I presume very close personal friends with Alex Keaton on the show. But President Reagan said that it was one of his favorite television shows, and they were in talks to have him do a personal appearance on the show. The Keaton family was named after Diane Keaton, I learned. It turns out the producer of the show was a big fan and named the family after her as a little bit of a tribute.
Oh, good. Dean, what's on your weekend entertainment list?
Well, we've got tons of music and theater. Probably top of the music list is three-time Grammy winner Olivia Rodrigo. She just cleaned up at the Grammy Awards a couple of weeks ago. She is playing the Aragon Ballroom on Saturday night. So if you're a fan, maybe your kids, grandkids, this might be a show they could be interested in. A Grammy nominee from this past week was singer Elle Varner. She's going to be at the City Winery on tonight. And then Saturday and Sunday nights, the great Regina Bell performing at the City Winery. You remember the group Loverboy, Everybody's Working for the Weekend?
Of course.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
They are at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles tonight with special guest the Sedonas. We've got the King and I playing at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace now through the 22nd of May. Victory Gardens doing a production called In Every Generation that tackles race and religion as a family observes Passover. That's going to be going on through May 1st. The musical Six is over at the CIBC Theater. And that is going strong over there. This Sean Hayes play that I've been raving about for the past couple of weeks, Goodnight Oscar, is here for one more week. It'll close on the 24th. But I did get word from the Goodman Theater that it is completely sold out now. So if you didn't get tickets for that, you know, maybe check back on their website and see if people have to turn their tickets back. That is one. If you can try to get a ticket for that, that would be fantastic. But that's going to be a really tough ticket to get. Dion Cole, who stars on Black-ish, is playing the Chicago Theater. He is hilarious, doing his own stand-up comedy. That's going to be tomorrow night. Tom Segura doing stand-up at the UIC Credit Union One Arena. And comedian Chad Daniels is at the Improv on Saturday and Sunday. And we've got a couple of new movies that are opening for this weekend. One of them is the third Harry Potter prequel. That's called Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Basically a power struggle over who will become the leader of the world of magic over the mere muggles. Bob, do you know what muggles are? Are you familiar with the Harry Potter
terminology
and jargon?
Marianne read all those books to the kids, so by osmosis, I picked up a little bit.
Oh, good. Oh, very good. Well, the muggles, for those of you who don't know, they're people who do not have magic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But this world of magic now is trying to choose a new leader. And very interestingly, you know, the movie is set in the 1920s and 30s, so there's sort of this thread of fascism is kind of strung through this selection process of who will be the new leader. But it all rings very true back to elections of more recent times as well.
Hmm.
It's you know, full of magic, full of whimsy, full of wonder. I gave it a Dean's List C+. It's the third sequel in this, so I think it's starting to run out of gas. Really, the movie that I think is worth a look is one that comes from Mark Wahlberg and Mel Gibson. It is a faith-based movie. Both of them are very devout Catholics in their personal lives, their real personal lives. And they star in this movie called Father Stu, which is about a boxer. This very kind of troubled boxer, can't get his life together. He happens to be agnostic, but survives a very, very terrible motorcycle accident and sees that he is given a second chance as a sign to give back more and becomes a Catholic priest, all the while trying to reconcile with his kind of abusive and mostly absent father, played by Mel Gibson. Both really great performances from Wahlberg and Gibson, both in this movie. And it's probably one of the more realistic looks at a faith-based story that I've seen in a long time. A lot of time, you know, they just feel like they should be on the Hallmark Channel.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. A lot of people love that. But this one's a little bit, you know, with edge and a little bit gritty. In fact, it's rated R. I don't think I've ever seen a faith-based movie that's been rated R before, so kind of perfect for the holiday weekend. Again, it's called Father Stew. Both of these movies are in theaters only.
And Carol Burnett's coming to town.
Yeah, she is. She's going to be April the 28th. She's going to be at the Chicago Theater, and tickets are still available for that. She does, you know, basically a one-woman presentation where she shows clips of her old show. She bumps up the lights and talks, you know, with the audience members and answers questions. It's a really fun night. I've seen it a couple of times, and I'm looking forward to it again. I spent quite a bit of time with her on the phone the other day. I'm going to play back the whole interview on my Sunday show this coming weekend on WGN Radio. But I thought I would just share a little bit of this. This show has been postponed four times because of the pandemic. something that Carol talked to me about.
I just finished doing four shows earlier this month. And one in, because it was 2 years for all of these venues that had been postponed, so all, the audience had held onto their tickets for 2 years. And this one woman raised her hand, and she said, I bought two tickets 2 years ago for my 101-year-old mother. And I said, oh, that's so sweet. And she said, and we're here tonight. She was 103.
How about that? So people who held on to their tickets for the show that was originally scheduled for 2 years ago, they will be honored April 28th, Chicago Theater, Carol Burnett. You want to see a living legend. This is the show to go see. And again, I'm going to be playing back the entire interview Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WGN.
We'll be listening. Dean, from one muggle to another, have a nice weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.